When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, motherfucker!
What are you looking at, sir?
I'm looking at you, miss.
Run that, baby.
I'm not the Zodiac. And if I was, I certainly wouldn't tell you.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to The Imprint Companion. This is a podcast which is unpacking and unboxing and unraveling all the delights that are in the physical media of Australia's great boutique Blu-ray label Imprint Films. I am Blake Howard. My co-host is the legendary Alexi Toliopoulos. Hello, sir. How are you?
Very well, thank you, sir. And how are you?
Well, I'm good. And as far as I can tell you, Alexi, here over at Houston, everything is just fine. There's not going to be any problems. There's not going to be anything untoward. We're not going to be racing you away and replacing you with someone else recording this episode.
I've had my suspicions that that was what was leading this up to at this point.
We are, of course, talking about Imprint's amazing September bundle. There is a huge Tales of Adventure collection, which we may check in again because there's just some absolute bangers in there. We promise to get back to that as soon as we can. But today, we're going to focus on two absolutely fantastic, just like I would call them like super double disc,
you know, loaded hard boxes. We got some loaded hard boxes here.
Loaded. We have two films, one from 1976 and one from 1978. From 1976, we have Voyage of the Damned, directed by Stuart Rosenberg, director of Cool Hand Luke, and we have Capricorn 1, which is directed by Peter Hyams, who also directed 2010, The Year We Make Contact. I mean, these are a couple of bangers. Let us start, Lex, with one that we are both super familiar with, and then I'm going to catch people up on that on the next one. Why don't you guys take a listen to, I think, a film that, since the advent of Reddit and conspiracy theories, may be just popping up with Capricorn 1.
We are T-minus 18 seconds from liftoff. We're T-minus 15 seconds.
Would you and your men please follow me?
Jerry, what the hell is this?
This is an emergency. Please follow me, now!
T-minus 10 seconds, 9, 8, we have ignition, 6, 5, we have outboard engines, 3, we have inboard engines, 1, 0. We have a launch commit. We have a liftoff at 35 minutes after the hour.
Every split second of this historic flight, every intimate detail, every heartbeat was monitored by Mission Control in Houston.
This is Capricorn 1. We have landed.
As millions all over the world watched and listened, the President of the United States spoke to the astronauts across the vastness of space.
To the men of Capricorn 1, I bring you greetings from your fellow Americans.
There's only one small catch. It never happened. It's all a lie, a fantastic $30 billion hoax.
Something's wrong, and I don't know what it is.
Dig deep enough, you might uncover the truth.
Those signals couldn't have come from 300 miles.
But the odds are, you'll never live to tell it.
Freeze!
I'm not moving an inch.
They're on the plane together! There's a device, it's on the plane. There's some people, if I don't give them the all clear signal, they'll explode it.
Something's wrong, something big. They know I'm onto it and they try to kill me.
Who's they?
I can't tell you.
We are dead.
You tell me you're in trouble, you're out on bail, you just got fired, I tell you I'll be right over.
My head hurts.
You look awful.
Thank you very much.
You're quite welcome.
These people are capable of anything.
sound so close. It's hard to believe you really are that far away in space.
It's hard for me to believe it, too.
You're up to something. You want my help.
It's gotten out of control. It's too big.
Capricorn 1, this is Houston. Capricorn 1, we show red on the heat shield. Capricorn 1, this is Houston. We show red on the heat shield. Do you read?
Pull that lever down by your feet when I tell you, sonny.
Capricorn 1, the mission that never got off the ground.
Lex, this was the most successful independent film of 1978, presenting the story of a manned mission to Mars, which was faked, and the crew who realized their survival will expose the host. It stars Elliot Gould, James Brolin, O.J. Simpson, Karen Black. It's a real banger. It's, as I said, directed by Peter Hyams, got a great score by Jerry Goldsmith. The whole world is watching this first man flight to Mars, and then basically it all goes to hell when they get snatched away and have to recreate it on a movie set. I'm wearing my Shining t-shirt. Mm-hmm. If you've seen the documentary Room 237, that was that Stanley Kubrick was the man who filmed the moon landing, according to that documentary. And there's a lot of signals in the Shining, if you're one to believe that kind of conspiracy theory. But it's so funny to me that all the way back in 1978, this was already something that was part of pop culture consciousness and was emerging as like a future mission when we were trying to recapture people's imagination. This is a terrific movie. It's produced so beautifully, and it's the production value is just so immense. I mean, such a great set for this all to come together. And it has one of my truly favorite actors of all time from All the President's Men, Hal Holbrook, who played Deep Throat, is playing the architect of this conspiracy, which is absolutely not lost on me 2 years after he played Deep Throat in All the President's Men. Lex, what was your recollections of this one, and how good does this set look to you?
This set looks fantastic. I like being able to have that extended cut because I've never seen that. I think I've always seen the theatrical cut of this film.
Me too.
But I would put this really... it's tough because it is the era of the paranoid conspiracy thrillers. The man I'm speaking to right now is an absolute expert and behemoth in. And I would still put Capricorn 1 up there in the greats of that era and that genre.
For sure.
It's not in that top spot. Like, it's not in that top tier, but how can it be? But I think what leads it apart from the pack is that it has a unique sense of fun, this one. I think because it's not like really, like all the stuff that you're talking about, the basis of the factuality of this, which is this film is not based on a true story. It's based on the ideas of conspiracy theories, and then even extends upon those much further by fictionalizing all of this even far, far more and bring it more into the realm of science fiction than any kind of reality. I think it makes it like an absolute blast. It's such a fun one. And it is that Jerry Goldsmith score that elevates it to that fun place. It's got a cast that is, I think what I like a lot about this one as well, it's got a cast that is also adept at humor. Well, I don't know if this is like a funny movie or anything, but you've got like Elliot Gould and O.J. Simpson.
let's skip O.J. and go to James Brolin. Charming as hell, fun. Sam Waterston, you know, laconic.
It's like that fun. There's that fun quality to this one that I think if you're going through a run of 70s conspiracy paranoid thrillers, you have to slot this one in that batch because you will enjoy it the same way that I kind of would go, what's that one? The Day of the Dolphin? which is nowhere near as good as Capricorn 1, but you have to kind of put those ones in that kind of playthrough to kind of experience this full delightful spectrum that is available in that kind of that space, that genre space of that era.
Yeah, it's you haven't this entire era, so like you could start with things like Blow Up.
Yeah.
Firstly, and I'm talking Michelangelo Antonioni's 1966 film, two films that are sort of soft remakes of that in that paranoia genre are Blow Out, the Brian
and
De Palma.
The Conversation,
masterpiece.
By Francis Ford Coppola.
Francis Ford Coppola's The Conversation, what truly maybe my top 4 or 5 film of all time, The Conversation. And then you've got the Paranoia Trilogy by Alan J. Pakula with Clute, All the President's Men, and The Parallax View, again, three of the greatest movies of all time. But I do agree, Capricorn One's kind of speculative fiction angle of conspiracy is just, that's what is so cool about it, because you're not, in a lot of these conspiracy movies, especially when you're dealing with something like All the President's Men, a factual recount or telling of something makes you wedded to the facts in a way that something that's speculative can just do whatever the hell it wants. And so it's really great because it can encapsulate and embrace all of that stuff and that really fresh conspiracy about the moon landing, but it doesn't have to recreate it. It can just go, look, I'm going to use a whole bunch of this stuff and then we're just going to diverge and go crazy and start murdering people left and right who want to reveal themselves to not actually be on a flight to Mars and all that sort of stuff. So really fantastic. I had a great time with this. I've still only watched the theatrical cut because the last time that I saw Capricorn 1 was a million years ago when I was really studying these films. So I've only watched that. I'm excited to check out the extended cut. There's a stack of stuff that is in this set. Special features include, like, there's a director's commentary by Peter Himes, which is amazing. There's vintage featurettes. Yeah. And then on the extended cut, there's interviews with Elliot Gould, Brenda Vaccaro. There's How Capricorn Was Won with interviews with Paul Lazarus, who's the producer of the film. There's just so much cool stuff that is on here, and including Daniel Schweiger does like a deep dive on Goldsmith's score and sort of like, so really cool stuff that is on this disc. And it's just, it's a real bumper set. So I had such a fun time with it.
Yeah, it's a cool movie, man. It's a cool movie, and it's nice to see it be honored in this way, because, you know, like we're saying, it's not in the upper echelon of this genre space, but it is really worthy. So it's nice to see it be honored so nicely.
Yes, truly. The other one that we're going to get to, I'd like you to listen to a trailer for Voyage of the Damned.
You think you can give me orders on board my own ship?
The orders come from Berlin.
If you disobey, then be prepared to accept the consequences for yourself.
Your Jews are for sale.
Do not give up hope.
The Gestapo will be waiting for us.
This is how it will end for all of us.
There are things I have to do.
We sympathize with you, every man here. But what you are doing now is mutiny.
It was never intended for your passengers to land.
Now, Voyage of the Damned, Lex, never heard of it before. Seen Cool Hand Luke, loved it. This film was made in 1976. The cast, a lot of these people, you're just going to go, heard of them. Faye Dunaway, Max von Sydow, Malcolm McDonald, Orson Welles, James Mason, Lee Grant, Catherine Ross, who won a Golden Globe for this. This film is based on a true story about 937 German Jewish refugees who are put on a boat and sent to Cuba as a gesture from the Nazi high command to basically say, we're going to try and get rid of Jewish people and get them out of Germany. And we're going to send them to get asylum in a country that we're allied with in some way. And they're basically setting it up to fail because they want these refugees to be rejected, so that they basically have, I guess, a validation or a reason to perform all of the heinous acts of the Final Solution and the ethnic cleansing that happened as part of World War II and a part of the Nazi regime. they wanted that as an excuse politically to have like backing for all of the craziness that would later unfold. And this story is basically a bunch of people who feel like they're about to be liberated from something that is dark and they know that is absolutely coming. And it doesn't. And they realize so close to the end that it is, they're basically performing, you know, they're tools in Nazi propaganda. So it's a bit of a harrowing movie and it's terrifically performed. And it actually has some really fascinating stuff. I mean, there's this box set has a whole bunch of different features on it. It's got I'm just going through some of the different things. It's got new audio commentaries. It's got extended versions of the film. It's got new interviews with an actor, Malcolm McDowell, in it. But it was a really weird movie that was like actually meant to be just a TV movie with this tiny budget. And it ended up growing because of the book being so popular in 1974. So it was only a couple of years old from when it was written. Mm. And it was only meant to be made for TV. And then it blew up into this thing. But it actually didn't have a distribution plan. So it actually made not much money, didn't have much of an impact, has then kind of disappeared off the face of the earth, despite having all of the most famous actors in the world at the time being in it. And I went through a real rabbit hole looking up all of the different stories about this, because I was like, how the hell have I not heard of a movie that has Orson Welles and Faye Dunaway and Max von Sydow and Malcolm McDonald? And so basically very, very modest amount of money was meant to just be an ABC movie that we can have that. And it ended up having just a weird international release and had some critical footprint, but really didn't have much of anything. So it's kind of this really fascinating, very delicately told story that, you know, fits way more closely to something like Schindler's List, or fits way more closely to something like, you know, some of these like later Holocaust dramas that we've seen and that started to emerge, but it was like made, you know, so long ago now, like 40 years ago. So it's 40, 50 years ago. So it's really interesting and a great one to rediscover. And yeah, so it's now finally out. And if this kind of movie, you know, this historical drama, turbulent, traumatic drama as they are, is your kind of bag, then I mean, I doubt many people have seen it, because I didn't even know what it was until we received the batch.
I'd heard the title before, but even, like, I didn't know anything about these. I'm so curious to dig into it now. Like, you have beyond whet my appetite here.
Yeah, it's a fascinating one. Check it out. It is not a fun viewing by any stretch of the imagination, and the real life story that is behind it, that the book was based on and that this film is now based on, all ruthlessly and awfully true. And the performances are harrowing, and it's a harrowing experience of, like, you know, what was being signaled, and what was being signaled for some sort of like the awfulness ahead that was going to be experienced by the Jewish people as part of the Nazi regime. It was all just a propaganda exercise designed to sort of cover them politically for some of the awfulness they're about to do. And the story's fascinating. So watching the movie for me was like a complete like unlock. So if you're into this, maybe because you're getting older and World War II continues to fascinate in many ways, it moved me. It was a terrific film. And I had a really worthwhile time watching it. I didn't watch the extended cut again. I was just watching the theatrical. I wanted to check it out. Having never seen it. But yeah, I would definitely get a moment to check it out if you can. And if this is your kind of thing, definitely check it out.
Well, I think I might have to, my friend. I think I might have to.
Well, guys, thank you again. We have been firing through trying to catch up with the absolute buffet of things that is happening over at Imprint Films. Now, if you've been listening to our recent episodes, back to back to back, we have done June and July. We've done August. We've done September. Now, we also have an Imprint bundle coming up in October. In October, there is an incredible 4K of the brand new Luca Guadagnino Suspiria, including a Blair Witch collection coming to Blu-ray in a new 2-disc hard box as well. In this, There's a directed by Roman Polanski set that is in there. Superstition, Death Valley, and the Antichrist. Always in October, there is some kind of horror-based series of films that are there. So definitely something for you to check out coming up in October. And we'll be covering a bunch of those when they do. And then the Imprint bundle for November is One for the Ages, which was announced over a whole week. Yeah. 4K 40th anniversary limited edition of The Neverending Story, Adventures of Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, 4K, A Bridge Too Far, and now may he rest in peace, Kris Kristofferson, Sam Peckinpah's 1978 action comedy Convoy from 1978 gets a 4K release. I mean, are we not spoiled, Lex? Are we not entertained with what's coming up in the next couple of months? Absolutely epic stuff coming.
Yeah, in particular, Neverending Story is one of my very, very favorite films. And this edition is a bit of a dream release for me. It is definitive in every way, it would appear. But especially, I have always been fascinated by the original German theatrical version of that film.
Yes.
And to get my hot little hands on it, and also the American version as doctored by Steven Spielberg, that is something quite special to get both of those together in 4K UHD. Can't wait to see what it looks like.
Cannot wait to... The Adventures of Priscilla, Queen of the Desert is one of my favorite Australian films of all time. Yeah. I'm so excited. I dearly love that movie. I'm so glad that such an amazing set has honored that film. Convoy to another Peckinpah. That's one of my blind spots. Dynasty it. And since the passing of Kris Kristofferson, as we're recording this only like a day or so ago, like lots of people have come out of the woodwork. Even some of the folks that I communicate with on the One Heat Minute Discord have been saying that like Convoy was so huge internationally, especially in Denmark was a huge one.
That's awesome.
So really cool and excited to see it. And A Bridge Too Far, of course, getting a full Dolby Vision debut, which is absolutely crazy. Outstanding. Really excited. Guys, thank you so much for listening. You can catch, if you're not listening to this on One Heat Minute Productions, you're listening on Imprint Films or Imprint Companion, jump over to One Heat Minute Productions. Minhunter, which is the Manhunter series, is going on at the moment. Sneakers, miniseries, Too Many Minutes with director Phil Adam Robinson is there. 8 episodes there coming up, a whole bunch of fantastic guests. We're basically stuffed till the end of the year. And towards the end of the year, I'll announce what our new miniseries will be. I've already told Lex what it was. And in fact, Lex already confused that I'd already done a show about it at one point or another. So really excited for you guys to check that out. Lex, where can they find what you're up to, my man?
Hit up Last Video Store, my podcast where I talk to cool people about their favorite movies. Lots of good stuff there. Lots of great film conversations there. Adam Elliott, director of Memoir of a Snail, one of the great auteurs of animation cinema, talking about some very beautiful films. And we had a great chat. That's the one I just recorded as of this episode. And it was a real nice privilege. So I'm a big Adam Elliott fan. So it's
seems like he would love you. You guys feel like you would get along.
We got along very well. It's a very funny conversation with lots of like weird little tangents and stuff. And I would say this, it's very fun when you can get someone in a good zone and he's calling himself an auteur on the podcast. And we're like, yes, I'm loving it. It's like so charming, so funny. And just a little taste of it. We kick off the conversation with me going like, man, it's a core memory for people my age seeing you win the Oscar and doing two of the coolest things ever. One, thanking your boyfriend, which is like at that time, very
crazy.
Cool. And I
crazy
like,
great.
You know,
yeah,
that's just like a cultural movement thing there. But then also then going and the movie screening on SBS at 9:30 PM later this week, 80s Oscar speech. And it was like, we had a great like chat about that. So, Good stuff.
SBS getting shout outs at the Oscars. Always a good time. Guys, thanks so much for listening. Imprint Companion, we love doing this. Lex and I love diving into discs. We've got so much more coming to you. We'll be talking to you soon. Thank you so much for listening. And really, if you haven't upgraded to a 4K, this November bundle might push you over the edge. It might have to. Get out there. Get your hands on a 4K player right now. The November bundle is freaking insane.
This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.